Welcome to the first edition of the Proud American Men podcast. This is actually the second time that I'm going to attempt to do this, because after the first podcast, my computer crashed immediately. So, to kick things off, I would just like to congratulate last year's winner, Cody Leibowitz, for this team, New Orleans / Oklahoma City, and I'd like to congratulate the second and third place teams from Stevie Floratos and James Park. Moving on to this year, just some changes that are going to be occurred in general. There will be more points definitely given to tight ends and wide receivers this year. They were definitely left behind in the dust. And I'm going to bump up the running back points this year because they seem to be left behind a little bit too. Hopefully we can even this out as much as we can. So, just to let everyone know that the draft order next year will be the reverse order of the standings this year, including playoffs. And so the first pick would be Brendan Ryan, and the last would be Cody. And, other than that, I mean, we should be losing some people this year, definitely. Hope to, you know, get the most intense members in. I think that's the best we can hope for. But, baseball, for the Proud American Men Baseball League, and not much is going on there. I'm not going to be at the draft, because I'm going to be in Canada, but I hope everyone else is able to make it, because I have set my pre-settings, so it should be good. Going over to basketball right now, it seems that Peter McElwee has taken over first place, along with Rally Massimino, and I have no idea who the hell this person is. Rally Massimino. Alright, I don't know. So anyway, moving on. There's not been much going on in the sports world. Football-wise, I mean, other than all the free agents, Terrell Owens, of course, going to Dallas, which is, you know, very interesting. Dante Culpepper went to the Dolphins, which is going to have a large impact quarterback just like that. So that should be it right now. Seahawks lost their guard Steve Hutchinson, which is definitely going to hurt them. Look for the Vikings that have a little bit better running game this year because of that. And they also grabbed linebacker Peterson, the Seahawks did, and I'm sure that'll really help out their defense. Well, that seems to be everything there is for today in the Proud American Men Football Podcast. I leave you with a good night and Dan George is gay.